The day before Hajj. Here is some advice when you are in Makkah after having completed the Umrah at-Tamattu and at the start of Hajj at-Tamattu on the day before your departure to Arafat. The most important part of the whole Hijjatul Islam, which is the Hajj at-Tamattu, is just about to begin. The first part of Hijjatul Islam, which is the Umrah at-Tamattu, has been completed. You have now acclimatized and familiarized yourself with the place and the basic rituals of Hajj. You have even experienced the first taste of what proximity to Allah feels like. But at this point, you have only gotten a glimpse of the reality that is about to happen. Ask yourself, why have you come for Hajj? You have come here to experience death, the joy of being with Allah and no one else. So tomorrow the Hajj begins, and tomorrow is the day you die. You die from your desires tomorrow, you die from your career, you die from your spouse, you die from your ambitions, and you die from your ego. You will wash your own dead body tomorrow, and you will shroud it with the ihram. Once you have done that, you will no longer have the freedom to do as you please. A lot that was permissible to you now becomes impermissible. You will not even be permitted to scratch yourself after you put on the ihram. You will now be to Allah as a dead man is to the one who washes him. Just like a dead body is turned around, moved, and totally helpless and at the mercy of those who wash it and shroud it, you too must become the same, having no self-will of your own. A dead body does not protest, argue, or give its own opinion on how things should be or shouldn't be. Neither must you. Others have compared this to a ball in the hands of a man. He can do with it as he pleases, throw it in the air, bounce it around, kick it. It doesn't protest or argue or give an opinion. You become to Allah like the ball in the hands of the man. Once you have put on your shroud in the form of ihram, you will then be taken along with other dead bodies and put on a bus and taken to Arafat. Arafat is the gathering place of all the dead. Arafat is where the dead gather. It is the gathering plains or the mahshar of the Day of Judgment where all stand for accounting. But on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the accounting will be a little bit different from the Day of Judgment. On that day, Allah will not take account of you, but you will take account of yourself. All day you will stand under the hot sun on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah and you will call out for mercy and for help from Allah. You will say to Allah, O Allah, are you not the Lord who promised to answer all those who knock on his door? And you will complain to Allah and say, O Allah, look at the mess that I have made with my life. You will recall all your sins one by one on the day of Arafat. He will remind you of the sins you have forgotten until you bow your head in shame. And until you are so embarrassed and ashamed that you will wish the earth would split open and swallow you. You will acknowledge then to Allah that you are doomed if He does not come to your rescue and forgive you. Then, as you stand in despair under the hot sun, not knowing what will become of you, you will see Jabal al-Rahma, the mountain of mercy, in the middle of Arafat. When you recognize this mountain, go towards it, but do not ascend it. Stand at its foot and cry out aloud to Allah. But now do not cry in fear, but rather cry in hope. Call out to him and say to him, Ya imada man la imada lah, ya sanada man la sanada lah, O you who is a support for one who has no support. O you who is there to help one who has no one to help him. Ya Rahima Shaykh al-Kabir, Ya Raziq al-Tifl al-Saghir. O you who shows mercy to an old man. O you who sustains and feeds the little baby. Pray to Allah and realize how He has turned to you with love time and time again, while you have turned to Him with ignorance and sin. And say to Him, فَلَمْ أَرَ مَوْلًا كَرِيمًا أَصْبَرَ عَلَى عَبْدِ اللَّعِيمٍ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ يَا رَبْ. Never have I seen, O Lord, a more honorable master showing more patience and forbearance on a wretched servant than I have seen you over me, O Lord. Say to Allah, O Allah, إذا رأيت ذنوبي فزعت وإذا رأيت كرمك طمعت. O Allah, when I look at my sins, I am terrified. But when I gaze upon your grace and your love and your kindness, my heart is filled with hope. Say to Him, is this not why I have come to you, O Allah? Is this not why I have journeyed for thousands of miles from home? Is this not why I have been chanting to you, O Allah, again and again, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, here I am, O Lord, here I am. And you will then sense that Allah has given you another chance. And you will hear Him speak within you and say to you, return to me, my servant. You will then realize, as the sun begins to set on the plains of Arafat, that the evil that you see within you is not really from your true self. It is a part of you that is false and an illusion. It is that which has taken possession of you but can be removed. You will therefore be determined to remove it ever more so. Thus, as the sun sets from Arafat, you will proceed to Muzdalifah. At Muzdalifah, you will now stop reflecting on your past sins, but instead you will immerse yourself in the excessive remembrance of Allah. Here at Muzdalifah, also called the Mash'arul Haram, you will collect weapons with which you will then proceed to Mina at sunrise. And at Mina, there will be several battles between you and your ego. At one point in Mina, you will slaughter the lamb and animal nature of your ego, and you will shave off the head of your ego. For 3 days the battle will rage in Mina. Kill one day your lust and annihilate your pride and anger the next. And decide with a firm determination to destroy the enemy that is within you but not you. Constantly hear the voice of Allah saying to you, go forth to Arafat and to Mash'ar al-Haram and to Mina and purify yourself. Let me not see any one of you returning to me in the present state of filth. Come back to me renewed and come back to me alive. If you must, then talk to Allah in your own language and have private conversations with Him. Talk to Him until your pride is broken. Remember that there are only two things that can destroy you and dehumanize you, and there are only two things that can truly change your form from being human to being that of a beast, or even worse, a demon. And these two things are pride and lust. Pride is that which stops you from apologizing to Allah. Pride is that which stops you from apologizing to others, to your parents and to your loved ones. Pride is that which stops you from talking to Allah in your own language. And then there is lust. Lust is when you see your own body as being your true self. Stop seeing your body as your true self. Tend to your body's needs as being the needs of your body, but not your own. Don't confuse the two, for it will enslave you. And finally, ask yourself as you perform this Hajj now, have I ever truly loved Allah? If I have ever truly loved Allah, what is the proof of my love? Am I always preoccupied with His remembrance? Do I eagerly await the time for prayers every day? And do I prefer his company over the company of others? Let tomorrow then, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, be the first day of a new life for you.